by divine design. We believe the family is ordained of God. Our understanding of the family is declared in the prophetic guide, The Family, A Proclamation to the World. With so much of sophistry that is passed off as truth, with so much of deception concerning standards and values, with so much of allurement and enticement to take on the slow stain of the world, we have failed to warn and forewarn. In furtherance of this, we of the First Presidency and the Council of the 12 Apostles now issue a proclamation to the Church and to the world as a declaration and reaffirmation of the standards, doctrines, and practices relative to the family, which the prophets, seers, and revelators of this Church have repeatedly stated throughout its history. With these words, President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008, introduced The Family, A Proclamation to the World at the General Relief Society meeting held on September 23, 1995, in Salt Lake City, Utah. We commend to all a careful, thoughtful, and prayerful reading of this proclamation, he urged. The strength of any nation is rooted within the walls of its homes. We urge our people everywhere to strengthen their families in conformity with these time-honored values. Following are images of Asian people whose culture is known for their intense and devoted family relationships, which include respect for elders and high standards for children. These images are representative of Latter-day Saints worldwide and depict important teachings found in the Family Proclamation. The following are the captions accompanying the pictures. Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The family is ordained of God. Marriage between man and woman is essential to His eternal plan. Children are entitled to birth within the bonds of matrimony and to be reared by a father and a mother who honor marital vows with complete fidelity. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. Husband and wife have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Children are an heritage of the Lord. Psalm 127, verse 3. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs, to teach them to love and serve one another. Sidebar: Family Blessings from Family Home Evening. 6 years ago, I moved to Tokyo as a young, single Latter-day Saint woman. Family home evenings have helped me feel a part of my gospel family. At first, I held family home evening with my two roommates. Then, when I began living alone, I held family home evening every Monday by myself. I read the scriptures, prepared my Sunday lesson, or watched a church video. Now, our ward holds a monthly family home evening group for single members after our Sunday meetings, and I really look forward to it. I am able to spend time talking to brothers and sisters who, because of their church callings, I would otherwise not have the opportunity to get to know. Within our stake, another ward holds a family home evening group every week for single members. I have recently started attending it. Sometimes the missionaries and their investigators attend. The lessons each week are well prepared, spiritual, and I learn a lot. Often I think of something I learned and say, "Okay, I'll give it a try." While refreshments are being served, it's fun to talk with everyone. Spending time with friends who share the same faith is important to me, just as it says in Moses chapter 7, verse 18, "And the Lord called his people Zion, because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them." When our hearts and minds are one, many blessings are poured out upon us, and through that, the faith and testimonies of each person in attendance are strengthened. I know the Lord loves us. I am grateful for our prophets and continuing revelation. I am thankful that the Lord has given us Family Home Evening through His prophets. The experiences I am having and the things I am learning through Family Home Evening as a single Latter-day Saint will also be a blessing to me when I have my own family. Maiko Takahashi, Tokyo, Japan. End of sidebar. End of article by Divine Design.